Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that is funky right there. That's the way we do it on the ATAZP show, y'all. Blog Talk Radio. I am AC, the Ed McMahon of the ATAZP show, y'all. Hey, and we do it funky. We get funky with it. I'm talking about funky, funky with it. Hey, I'm going to let y'all know what the show is all about. Hey, we interview starving artists. Hey, we do it all. Whether you're starving or whether you're out there or not, we going to interview you. If you're willing to do the interview, we going to do it on this show here, baby. We also talk to pimps. Yeah, I said it. We talk to pimps. And not only do we talk to the pimps, but, hey, we got to talk to the hoes, too. Hey, and then we don't discriminate. And not only do we talk to the hoes, but, hey, we talk to women with the ice picks. And see, you got to listen to the show to catch in on that inside joke, baby. Oh, let that beat ride right there. T-A-Z, let it ride. That's funky, baby. That's funky.
ATAZP Live with your host TAZ. Air code 304.
Hey, that's me, T Coke.
What's up, T Coke? Also, say hi to the co host, air code 240. I know who you are. Ant Man, you in the house?
You know it, Taz. I'm right here with you, buddy.
Now, I'm going to tell you. Blog Talk, I just read over the line, we are experiencing major outage that could last forever. I mean, well, they said for hours, but I said forever. If you have a show scheduled for tonight, we recommend rescheduling your show to a later date. The only reason why we're going to do this is because I'm not playing no music. And as I look on here, I can't play no music because it's all zapped out. But we just talking. We doing the grown folks quiz, and my nephew, Mr. Buzz, is not here, so he gonna be deducted a point too when we ask the question. So we only got T Coke who won last time.
I'm coming back for the throne. Coming back for the throne.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, there ain't going to be no cheating, brother, because everybody got their own question. That's it. So whoever yelled it out, if it's the other person's question, you yell it, and the person who happened to answer it is the right answer, he got it. So, you know, there ain't no looking up no questions. You can ask for an answer if you feel he's going to get it right. But believe me, brother, if he get it wrong, you're going to lose a point, too. That's the first bit is not get it right at all. But if you want to answer it depends on where I'm going with it, because I'm telling you, the rules are going to be made up on the fly. These are on-the-fly rules. So my first question, since Black ain't here, That's minus one. I'm writing it down. And since Buzz ain't here, that's minus one. I only got T Coke. And my first question is, T Coke, it's going to be three clues. And if you know the clue, you can risk a point if you need any more clues. I'm just going to give you three. The answer the answer, it starts with a T.
All right.
It starts with a T.
T as in Tom.
Okay. Skin stretch. A skin stretch.
Say that one more time.
Skin stretch. And it starts with a T. If you can't get that right, that's the clue. Skin stretch is only one clue. I'm giving you three out of this whole thing so you can get 3 points.
You said skin stretch?
I'll give you a softball. Skin art.
Tattoo.
Okay, that's right. the answer starts with a T. For Simon and Garfunkel, it's water under the bridge. Starts with a T. For Simon and Garfunkel, it's water under the bridge. Starts with a T. You don't know?
Water.
Toll?
No. It's trouble. Bridge under trouble water.
Oh, trouble.
Simon and Garfunkel wrote the song, Bridge Under Trouble Water, and it's trouble. So you got one right, and you got one wrong. So right now you're zero. Here's the last clue. You can't get one if you get this right. It's a crowd. Starts with a T. It's a crowd. Remember, you can ask Ant, but if he gets it wrong, you risk being minus one just like everybody else.
And the question is, it's a crowd.
And it starts with a T.
Three.
And you are correct. You are winning one. You made it out of there with one.
Well, put me on the board. Put me on the board.
Your other compadres. I'm looking. They supposed to call in. So everybody said they was. Now, Black City is going to be late. That's why I said I took a penalty point for him already. And Bug City is going to be here, but he didn't forget.
Mm-mm.
And did you know any of the answers, co-host?
I knew the last one. I did know that one, but the other clues I didn't know. But I didn't know the last one. If he would have called on me, you would have been in good hands, bro, because I knew that answer.
I'll keep that in mind for next time.
Bro. That was only a once in a lifetime thing.
Oh man.
I'm going to ask the co-host, who do you want to play for, Black or Bugs?
Black.
Okay, so that means Bugs is behind, minus two. And Black is already minus one. This is a word. You got to figure out what word or phrase that I'm trying to say. I'm saying it another way. I'll give you an example. Anger, say wait. Anger, say wait. Anger, say wait. And that means anchors away.
Oh, anchors away, my boy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're going to have trouble with this one.
That's the one you should have asked me.
Well, here you go, bro.
Okay.
And I'm trying
to bring
it on. I'm looking at the answer here. Hive Zine Delight. Hive Zine Delight.
Ooh,
one more time. Hive Zine Delight.
I've seen the light.
There you go. Black is on the board with zero because he was minus one.
Oh, yeah.
He was minus one, so he's got a big fat. At least he's positive. He's got a zero. The score is T-Cope is one, Buzz is minus two, and Black is zero. So you brought him up. The co-host is helping, folks. Again, we're going to T-Cope, and the question is, and it's a phrase again, just like I said to Ant, the same phrase, it's one of the same phrases, the same we're going to do it. I'm going to read it slow. Let me see what it is first. Okay. If fairy which way bottle ooze? Woo!
Lord have mercy.
If fairy which way bottle ooze?
Dang, that sounds like a.
Which way bottle ooze? You don't got it?
It sounds like, to me, it sounds like any which way but loose.
And that's it. But you're not playing. You're not playing, though, co-host. So, Brother T-Cope, what is your answer?
My answer is what he just said.
But what did he just say? You got to say it.
Any which way but loose.
Man, he's got two. You can't just get him out. This is keeping the scoring down, and I am for writing. So we're back on the co-host again because he's playing for invisible people. So I'm assuming he's going to play for Buzz this time, right?
Gotcha.
Okay. It's the letters. We're back on the letters again. And I'm going to give you three questions out of these, and they start with a Z. And I'm sure you might get some of these. Zig's opposite. It starts with a Z. Zig's opposite. Zig.
And it starts with a
Z. My favorite letter.
V like in
Zig? Yeah, it's going to be three answers here. So,
okay.
Zig's opposite starts with a Z. What's the opposite of Zig?
Zag?
And you're correct. Boy, I tell you, hey, Tico.
Yeah.
The co-host is answering questions with a question. And do your right. In music, it goes with top. Remember, it starts with a Z still. In music, it goes with top.
It starts with a Z.
ZZ Top, dude.
You know what? That was on the tip of my tongue too, man.
You should have pulled that mirror out and read it. And stuck your tongue out. Here's the last one, and I'm sure you're gonna get this one. Soap with gusto.
Soap with gusto?
Yeah. It starts with a Z. And you're correct. You bring Mr. Bugs from minus two to minus one. You are working it, Carlos. I would hate to play you. You are working it.
You can't.
Yeah.
With a question mark.
He said,
y'all can't see me right now, but I'm doing a two step. I'm doing a happy dance.
or false. And mind you, if you get a question wrong, you lose a point. T-Cope's got two. True or false? All doctors must sign the Hippocratic Oath. True or false?
That's false.
Also, and T-Cope is on the road. He's got three. And none of the people is called in. Hypocritical. I found this in the answer. It's hypocritical. Wait a minute. I'm trying to find Mr. Bugs. Are you online, Chico?
Yes, I am.
If you're online, hit Mr. Bugs and tell him he missing the show.
Yeah, I hit him up on Facebook already. I'm about to text you. Like, where are you, son?
Yeah, for real, son. T-Cope is winning 3-1 for my nephew Bugs and 0 for Black. So I'm assuming you're playing for Black this time, right, Brother Ant?
All right.
Okay, here's one question for 1 point. If a can of regular beer weighs 12 ounces, how much does a 12-ounce can of light beer weigh?
Now, see, that's not if we would have talked before the show began, Taz, I would have told you we ain't doing no math questions because, bro, I ain't good at math.
Well, listen to the question again, dude. I don't want to say nothing, but. Let's do it one more time. If a can of regular beer weighs 12 ounces, how much does a 12-ounce can of light beer weigh?
Oh, 12 ounces.
There you go, dude. My God. I was getting ready to say, dude, do I have to write it down for you? Bro.
You could tell I I'm not an alcoholic, bro.
And I just said the answer was within the question. And we're going to play it again with T-Cope, who is just killing these questions. It's time to put some hard ones out there to him right now.
Okay, I'm gonna let you know now, TAZ, that ever since I moved back to PA about a year ago, I've been going to this game trivia nights on Tuesdays. So, you know, it's giving me a little leg up on the competition.
Okay, well, this is gonna kill you right here because I think you're gonna get a big fat zero on all three of these. But then again, you might surprise somebody. Type of sweater that picks up 55 channels. Starts with a C. Type of sweater that picks up 55 channels.
Cardigan?
No, cable knit. Okay, that's one down. He's going to be out here today. Here's another one. You ought to get this one. Tarzan's hairy friend, not Jane. Tarzan's hairy friend, not Jane. Well, Kiko?
Can I ask your friend, the co-host?
And we got people on the line, too, now. And you can ask him.
All right, now, what was the clue again?
The question was, Tarzan's hairy friend, not Jane, starts with a C.
That's the Cheetah. What is his name? Cheetah.
That's it. You got T-Cope, you got 1-1, so you zeroed out. Here's the last question, so you can at least get 1 point.
Okay.
With which which I think you're not going to get. By the time he got to Phoenix, he was gentle on your mind.
Say that again.
By the time he got to Phoenix, he was gentle on your mind.
By the time he got to Phoenix.
I know you don't know. You can ask my friend too, and he don't know. It's an old Mr. Goody and you, and he don't know.
I'm going to say Johnny Cash.
No, it is Glenn Campbell. Therefore, one point is deducted, and you got two now. Now, I got the prefix, 296. 296, speak up.
7-4-6? I got a Bugs is on the line with 2065.
Yeah, and 2065, but 2065 is going to have to call back because it won't open up his thread. But 296 prefix, is 2065 on the line? No. Okay, the prefix, 296. I'm looking at you. It says you're on the line. Are you on the line? No. You guys call back in. You guys are going to have to call back in because Blog Talk is actually having problems. So call back in again so I can click y'all in.
What about 941?
Say what?
941.
I don't see no 941. I don't see no 941 not up here. I'm getting ready to click them out. I'm going to click them out so they can call back in. Call back in again. The Pete Cope is still here.
Oh, yes.
And Brother Ant is still here.
Yeah, I'm still here.
I tell you what, Pete Cope, can you take callers on your phone?
Yes.
Man, tell them to call you. So you could, because this line is jacked up. See what I'm saying? So if you gotta go, I understand, so you can answer the phone. Because this line is jacked up on Blog Talk.
All right. Let me see here.
And I'm assuming you know their numbers. I don't want to give it out over the line. But all I know is I got big circles in there acting like they're working and they won't hang up. They won't go away. I see 239 in here, but I'm not going to click it because I'm not familiar. Well, I'll click it anyway. 239. Are you on? And 239 is not being heard. All these lines is jacked up. because Blog Talk is all messed up there on, I guess they got a power outage around New York. Or
oh, wow, dude.
The line is messed
up. We are getting some rain and whatnot up this area.
That's messed up. But we'll continue on because the score is still, even though they're not here, they're scoring and they're losing. Tico got two, Mr. Buzz got minus one, and Black got one. And I know they're going, how did we get that and we're not there? But you guys got it. Here's another phrase. I'm thinking we're back on Black. I mean, either Buzz for my brother. I'm looking at another 740. You're gonna have to call T Cope because these lines are jacked up. We're the only ones that can get on the line, and they won't let nobody else get on the line. I'm just here to let you know. They won't let nobody else get on the line. So you might can hear me, but you can't get on because I can't click you on.
Was that the 2065 again?
Yeah, no, that was another number. The 3455. And I don't know who that is. All I know is these lines on Block Talk is messed up, so gonna have to call somebody and get the carry on version so they can click you on. And they'll be talking on the party line with you.
I'm waiting for the call.
We don't want you to click off of it. It's gonna be over with.
No, I'm not.
And Brother Anderson is by default. And he ain't playing. But Brother Ant is playing for Black this time. It's one question.
Did you say one of them was the 3455?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Nephew Black.
Yeah, well, he's got to call you because this show ain't working on this end. And another one's 2065. I think that was Buzz, right?
Yep.
Yeah, they had to call you, man, because I can't. The lines ain't working here. Brother Ant, you're playing for Black. Who's got one? There's one question here.
All right.
True or false? The seal of the President of the United States claps his flippers after feeding.
All right, say that again, bro. One more time.
True or false? After reading this, you will understand. The seal of the President of the United States claps his flippers after feeding.
This one here.
True or false?
I'm gonna say false.
Hey, nephew.
You're definitely right. Is nephew on?
Are you a nephew? Hold on, let me switch back over. I know this hot tech phone gotta have this.
Yeah, all you gotta do is add them in. Hey, brother, that was like a softball. When I read it, I laughed. After I got through reading, I was like, I should have read this before I asked it. Because we got another question. Wing tips are big leather shoes for birds. Yeah, right. Peeking Toms, and if you named a bird Tom, you're going to play for, is Pico there? He's still working with his phone.
I think he's trying to work out his phone issues real quick.
Okay, Bugs, you're playing for Bugs. And these are three different answers, so hopefully you'll get two of them out of one, right, so you can get 1 point. Or you can get all 3 points. General tummy region is called, it starts with an A.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay. Did you get them?
No, it's telling me I can add him to call, but it's not doing it.
Well, it's a bad night. We're going to reschedule this for sure. But I don't know, on the real, after we get through, I don't know if this is recording or not. It might be, but it may not be. You see what I'm saying? I don't know. And I don't know if anybody can hear it either. So I don't know. We'll know after the show when they tried to call in and say, how come you didn't click me in? Because I couldn't. I seen the number, but I couldn't click you in, bro. Okay, we're playing for Mr. Buzz. He might win fictitiously. The score is T. Coop 2, Black 2, due to the healthy playing of Brother Ant. And Buzz, -1, again, due to the healthy playing of Brother Ant. because that's what he started off with before Brother Ann even played for him. So here you go with your play. It starts with an A. General Tommy Region. Starts with an A.
Yeah. Okay, this is one I don't know.
Ad-Adam. Okay.
Do you know that? Do you know that?
Abdomen is the answer.
You know,
okay. Say that one more time.
Abdomen. Abdomen. Your stomach. General tummy region. Starts with an A. Abdomen. Your ass.
Oh, okay. Right.
Okay. Renting housing for non-owners. Rental housing for non-owners. Starts with an A.
Is it for me?
This is for Brother Ant. He's playing for Buzz.
Oh, rental, okay. I'm sorry.
Rental housing for non-owners. Starts
rental
with an A.
For
Say what?
Mm. I'm trying to think. Rental owners
of... We ain't got too long, so I'm gonna have to gong you.
No.
It's an apartment.
So you got to go. Oh,
apartment,
man.
Right. Okay. He's minus two. So, in order to get at least minus one, he got to get this one right. The last one. Horse with no name. Country. Starts with an A. Horse with no name.
That's
country.
I know this one.
Oh, see, now you would, wouldn't you?
It ain't helping you because it's. Can yell it out and he can get it right, man.
All right, let me see here.
It's America, man. I'll give it to you. America.
That's it. The group's name is America, and the song was "The Horse with No Name." It feels good to stay
out of the rain. In the desert.
Oh, my God. You
don't remember your name.
You don't remember that, Brother
Ed? I don't remember that one, man. That one I don't remember.
Don't worry. I got the CD because I bought it when we went to Vegas. And I seen it. I said, I love the song. And I had to get the CD. It was only $3 in the Woolworth. So I went and got the CD. And I was playing on the show. I'm going to say, this is dedicated to Brother Ant. And then after the show, you're going to call me and say, yeah, I remember that song. Because it was about, I think it came out in the 70s. Came out in the 70s.
All right,
70s, yeah. Early 80s. So therefore, he got that
okay, right.
But it was a minus one on the play. So Mr. Buzz is minus two. He coped. Wait a minute, I see somebody on the line. Hopefully it might work. It's still spinning. You mean it's still spinning? It's not looking crazy like it was last time. And it's still spinning. It's not connecting. 740, can you hear me? You know, 740, if you hear me, Blog Talk has an outage. So that might be the reason why it's not connected. I'm just saying. That just might be the reason.
Hold on. Tell 740 I'm going to call them.
Okay, then. But if you hang up them over here, you're gone too.
Hold on.
Okay. I just want you to know. So we're in a dilemma because we're in an outage in New York, and we're lucky enough to get on. I wonder why it took me about three tries to get on here, and it worked. Now the question is, we might be talking for free, and it might not be recording this show, but we'll find out.
we'll find out soon enough, won't we?
And all our antics will be for naught. As I sit in a motel in Williamsburg, Virginia.
Is that where you're at now?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I drove here today. We recorded 3 songs. I'm going to have to do is put them in the bathroom of the hotel because over here by this window, we pick up everything. People thinking, the mic is so good, it picks up thoughts. I'm like, shoot. Ron was singing, and in my mind, I'm going, that nigga's singing not loud enough, and it came over the song. As he was singing, you heard somebody, that nigga ain't singing loud enough. That was me. You gotta stop. This is too damn sensitive. I mean, it is sensitive, bro. I bought a $200 mic. I only paid $50 because it was on a special. And this mic is too sensitive, so we're going to put him in the bathroom, but then I'm going to go in there and stand for a minute and see if it presents an echo, because if it does, then again, we're still too sensitive. But I don't think it's going to have an echo as much. I think it's going to be just right, because the music will drown out that little echo.
Yeah. Are you in the bathroom now?
No, I'm not in the bathroom now. And I can't walk away too far from my phone because we're all sheltered out from bars and I got my phone pressed against the window trying to catch a bar so I can talk to you. It's a bad day. It's a bad day to do so. Those questions are kind of tough, though, huh?
That's right. It'll be all right, Dad. It'll be all right.
Yeah. We'll chop this up too. When I go back on and see something like that, well, fellas, we can't do nothing because it's an outage of all the nights. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm down here. Mama can hear it. One of our friends on BP, she can hear it, so. She says she's listening.
Yeah, you talk my mom. Who is that?
I don't want to say her BT name, and I just don't want to give it all out.
Well, you said from BP, so I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. I said it once, and I won't say it no more.
Right.
You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. She's
listening and she can't hear. But that's good. I can't click nobody in. We just have a problem with that part of it. Praise God. Let me continue on in the good sport that I am. We're all dined up at 2s. Except Mr. Bug got a negative behind his. So we're going to play him out of a hole. It's a phrase, Brother Ant. And I'm glad you're here so you can keep it going. It's a phrase, Brother Ant.
All right.
Go through them oceans. And Brother Ant is pretty damn good at this one. My nephew is back to -1. So T Cope is being 2-1, Blacks 2. Now we're going to go back to you playing for Black. And it's
all right.
It's another three, clue with the same letter. And the letter is W.
Okay.
60 Minutes guy with the well-miked voice. 60 Minutes guy with the well-miked voice. 60 minutes, one more time, this is the last time, 60 minutes guy with the well-miked voice. Starts with a W.
60 minute guy.
You're going to get it when I say it, but you ain't going to get it right now.
60 minute guy, wait a minute. Oh, no, you're right.
Well, I'm going to give you the answer. The answer, part of the answer was in the clue. 60 minutes guy with the well-miked voice, Mike Wallace.
Now, that's one of them that I should have known.
I should have known that one. Here goes another one that starts with a W. Tree chipping bird. Tree chipping bird.
Tree sitting.
Tree chipping bird.
Oh, starts tree chipping bird.
Yeah.
Is that what you said, free shipping?
Chipping, like chip off the old block. Chipping.
Oh, tree. Okay.
Chipping
woodpecker. Woodpecker.
Okay, you're at even at zero. You're even at zero. And here's the last one. Fido with a Timex. Fido with a Timex.
Fido with a Timex. What?
Say what?
Was it watch?
It's gotta be a connecting word with it. I said Fido.
Wrist
Fido.
Watch.
No.
Oh, watchdog. Oh, watchdog. Watchdog.
But I already went. He lost the point. He's at one.
You could give me a half a point on that one.
There's no such thing. I don't even know how to write it down. What I do? I just go half a point. and I don't deal with dots. You talk about 0.5. I don't deal with it. Okay, you're playing from Coke. Who was on?
Okay.
T Coke, you should be on. Say something. You put it on mute. T Coke is talking to me on that. I didn't take him out. T Coke. I ain't do nothing to you.
He's on mute.
He must have put himself on mute. I ain't heard nothing. T Cope. Hey, if the line is clear, it says you're on. Love, look at me. Love. We can't hear you, T Cope. We can't hear you, man. Do something, son. He said it must be broke. It must be broke. Don't worry. Brother Ant got your play. and Marvel's saying we can't hear you. No, we can't hear you either. We are the last two contestants in this game to make it alive. Everybody else is dead on the air. Dead on the air. We will do this again. It's a block.
Yeah, we're going to have to, bro.
It's a block. But right now, Brother Ed is playing for everybody. He's getting ready to play T Cope's points away in the way. Here we go. T Cope is winning two. Mr. Bugs minus one. And Black just playing 0-1. These clues start for you. Channel 14 and up. Starts with you. Channel 14 and up.
Okay. Channel 14 and up. What is it? U. I know it's initials. Wait a minute. What is it? UHF? Is that what it is?
Man, you are on a roll. Just happened to be T Cope's turn, and you are on a roll.
All right.
This happens to be his turn. T-Cope is answering from Facebook, so I'm going to keep it on Facebook. Doggone it. He answered it too. He said, no, I can text. No, he isn't. This brother is very animated on his text. You can hit me on Facebook, Tico. I want to ask you again, since you can't talk, but you can talk back to me. He said, okay, look how we are working this thing. Here's another one. It starts with a U, Tico. Where is Salmon? Do the singles thing. Where is Salmon? Do the singles thing. One more time. Where Salmon does the singles thing. I should have some lovely music in the background going, Did a big ass explosion. Pow! To let you know that's the end of your time. So I'm going to do it again. Pow! Tico? He says, I don't know, IDK. Where Salmon do the singles thing is upstream, starts with a U.
Mm.
So it's one right, one wrong. That's zero. And he goes, damn. And he spelled damn wrong. He spelled it at the water dam, D-A-M. Anyway, I'm tripping. Martha spelled it damn. That's D-A-Y-U-M. Damn. Here we go. For your last one, T-Cope. And then he puts an N after the damn. Anyway, here's the last one, T-Cope. It starts with a U. And I have a sneaky suspicion you're not going to get this right either, bro. It starts with a U. Original carton for milk. Starts with a U. Original carton for milk. Dun, 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 dun. Pow! He goes, we need a. He goes, I don't know. I knew you didn't know this one. It's udder. Udders are actually the breasts for cows. That's what they're called.
Dang.
Udder. I'm trying to edumacate y'all. Edumacate. That is the brush for cows. Udders. I know that.
That was a hobbin right there. Your wife must have given you that answer.
If she is not in Virginia with me, I am doing this show from Virginia. Praise God. So he was wrong as hell. We're going. So it's minus. It's one for T-Cope, one for Black, since Brother Ant has played for Black and Bugs, and minus one for Bugs. I told you the scoring was going to be low. And Marvin talking about you can't educate them. Well, they learned something today. Utters is, I utter the word. It's utters. So they can let me say, them are some nice breakfasts on somebody. You just call them utters and watch your head go around. Because you're going to be flat. Okay.
Oh, my God.
This is one question. What is the shape of the pentagon? This is for Mr. Bugs. Marvin says I'm a fool. What is the shape of the pentagon? And we're talking to Brother Ant. He's answering for for Bugs.
Oh, Lordy. What is
Marvin
the shape of the
answer,
pentagon?
But I can't say the answer because I don't want to give nothing away. What is the shape of the pentagon? That's You got it, brother Ant?
Oh, that's for me?
Yeah, that's for
okay.
You to answer for Bugs. He ain't in the room. None of this junk is working.
Right, okay. Now, I do know that answer. I think I know the answer.
T-Cope, are you there? T-Cope. Please say something.
Hello.
You're back on. Hark.
You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. It worked.
Okay.
For the
yeah,
last I'm not going to answer T. Cope's answer. What is it, brother? And you got 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. The shape of the pentagon is...
Wait a minute.
It's a pentagon. That's why it's called that. The answer was in the question. What is the shape of the pentagon? Pentagon. And T. Cope, you got that right.
Oh, I thought you meant... I know that's the name of the building, but...
No, that's what the shape of it is. It's a pentagon.
Okay.
That's why it's called the pentagon. And Marvel wrote hexagon, but no. It's a pentagon. Here goes another phrase, and this is still for Brother Ant. So it's that question was for, I want to say it was for Black, yeah. He's at zero again. Pope is winning 1-0 to Buzz minus 0, and you're playing for Mr. Buzz this time, Brother Ant. And it is a
right.
phrase. You've done good on these phrases, but I'm trying to see what it actually says. Okay, here it is. Peel League Oat. Peel League Oat. Peel League Oat. Peel League Oat. Peel League Oat.
Billy Goat?
Yes, you do. Got it. It's a tie in this house. We can go to T. Cope because he's pretty smart at this time. It's a tie in this house. T. Cope got 1. Buzz got 1. Oh, no. Buzz is at 0. My bad. He was on minus 1. So T. Cope still got the lead. He's winning 1-0-0-0. Good Lord. It's tight. I told you it was going to be some low score because we put in new rules. We're fools, can't cheat. Tico, you still there, right? Oh, Lord. Tico, you still there? Say something, Tico. If you can't say something, type something. He's bad. I'm looking at him. He should be open. Tico, you still there? He typed in he's a winner. He must have went and did a victory dance or a lap. He played by the phone. He ain't typing nothing. Okay, well, Brother Ed is going to answer your question. And Brother Ed is going to tie this thing up to 0 because he's going to lose. Here we go. The last set of 3. The last set of 3. We're going to roll the drum. And that's it because my fingers hurt. We rolled the drum. And here you go, brother. And it starts with a B. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to say, you gone too? Brother Ant, a shrunken tree. It starts with a B.
A shrunken tree?
Yeah.
Bush.
Wrong. Bonsai. Remember? The little small tree in Karate Kid?
Oh, bonsai. See, if I was thinking on those terms, see, you should have said Ralph Macchio. If you didn't say Ralph Macchio or, you know, something like that, I would have got it.
I'm going by what it said on the card. Okay. So he's minus 1, folks. He can zero this thing out. And we're going to try to make him do it. And this is for Tico. Tico can't seem to type either. Because he could have got these answers himself. It's a self-service supper. My bad. A self-service supper. That's 45 times fast.
Oh, you talking about the buffet?
There you go. So you even it back out at 0. Now, if you get this question wrong, it's going to just stay 0. So we can have a tie. Okay. It starts with a B still. Starts with a B. Aircraft that goes both ways. Aircraft that goes both ways.
Aircraft that goes, you said aircraft?
Yeah.
That goes both ways. That's a hard one there.
You're going to be mad when you hear it. You're going to be mad when you hear it.
Because it's something I should know, isn't it?
Nah, it's going to be simple to you when I say the answer.
Oh, God. Aircraft that goes both ways.
Both ways.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Sorry,
T. Cole, you're going to be...
It's biplane. B-I-plane.
You're right.
I told you you're going to be mad about it when you hear the answer.
Yes. Yeah, I am mad.
We're at zeros because I could have gave T-Cope a minus zero, but once you miss the first two, you can't get a minus zero. You're already at zero. Because he would have been just working for one, so he was already at zero. So it's all zeros across the deck. And as I look at the time, it's time to go off.
Dang. I
told you, and T-Cope ain't, I guess he ain't on Facebook either because he ain't typed nothing. And of course, his mic went out. He was so happy, I'm a winner, but you're not. You're tied. Your time with the other two guests that didn't even call in. But you did good, Brother Ant, especially on the phrases.
Yeah.
I got all kind of other questions that I usually ask, too. There's like, I couldn't bring them all up here with me to Virginia.
Right.
But
that
we will
good,
tell you.
Though. I like
again.
That.
Yeah, it's fun. And it goes real quick. We will play this again, and I have some people on Facebook to Facebook me and play it again. Because I couldn't open the chat room. I mean, that was another thing. I couldn't open the chat room. I barely got on to do this. So I can't play no music. I can't leave it for nothing. Y'all be good. Y'all be safe. I'm going to have some fun in Virginia and record these songs and put it down. And we'll be back next week because we got two more artists next week.
Oh, cool.
Yes, sir. Hi. And I'm getting ready to try to contact Sirius Satellite. We have to try to make something happen. But I got some ideas, so I just got told to contact him today. So I'm going to try to contact him. All right, Kat.
All right.
Take care of the next one, man.
Kat.
All right, dude.
All right, Kat. All right. Peace, man.